This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Merit Auctions, bringing you over 100 years of experience. MeritAuctions.com. I'm Riley Smith. Thunderstorms make summertime precipitation difficult to predict. We'll have more from the Iowa Climatology Bureau right after this.
With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more.
Most of the crops in Iowa are in the ground at this point, so many farmers are keeping a close eye on the weather and praying for some million-dollar rain. To get a clear picture of what the large-scale weather patterns will look like in the U.S., many analysts turn to the current phase of the El Niño Southern Oscillation, or ENSO. Iowa State climatologist Dr. Justin Glisson said we are currently at ENSO neutral.
So we're currently in neutral conditions. La Nina was persisting through winter and early spring. Finally, neutral conditions formed in March, meaning near normal sea surface temperatures in the equatorial Pacific. The atmosphere decouples, doesn't respond to those ocean waters, and basically we're in between El Nino and La Nina.
While the phase of the ENSO cycle can sometimes offer a glimpse of what to expect for the weather, Glisson said it doesn't work as well for the middle of the growing season since most of the precipitation during the summer is delivered via unpredictable thunderstorms.
We're still in what's called the spring barrier. We're in a transition from large-scale, synoptic-scale weather patterns in the winter to thunderstorm-driven rainfalls in the late spring, early summer. So it's difficult to get a real good idea of what June, July, and August will look like. But if we look at the current outlooks, we do see a leaning signal towards warmer temperatures and then leaning drier for much of the state. Now, it's not a huge probability of being dry, but right now there is a slight warm and dry signal.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.